This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, June 27th, and today's pod, out of all the pods, is the best one yet.
TBOY, Nick, did you know that stocks actually rose last week?
I'm sorry, Jack. Was there a typo in your voice?
Get this. Bitcoin actually rose last week.
Ben the Bitcoin, welcome back, buddy. Where you been?
Our portfolio's seeing some green. This pod's seeing the best one yet.
It's a TBOY, Jack. What's our first story today?
Even though your sofa is stuck on the Suez Canal, Lazy Boy just had a record quarter.
Because Lazy Boy took a lesson from the ancient Greeks.
Our second story on Friday, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, ending the constitutional right to abortion.
So Jack and I are looking at what we know best, the economic impact.
Our third and final story is Roku and Walmart. They just partnered for a new thing, not e-commerce, TV commerce.
All right, Yetis, the next time you're watching Yellowstone, you can buy those cowboy boots with your remote.
But before we hit that wonderful mix, Nick.
It's a fantastic mix to kick off the week, Jack.
You know what day it is. Hoarder's Almanac, week 117.
Things are running out of because of the pandemic. Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
This week, we're running out of the.
We don't actually have any more of the.
Like the.
Yeah, the.
The word the. We're out of the.
Yeah, the is the problem.
Literally, the word the grammatical article, the, we're out.
The word that mattifies the nouns, that word, we're out of the.
Yetis, besties, here's the news. The word the was just trademarked. Someone now owns the.
The Ohio State University, they have now trademarked the word the.
After the three-year fight, the United States Patent and Trademark Office is allowing Ohio State to protect the word the.
The Ohio State University now owns the right to put the on t-shirts.
I get this. The school makes $12.5 million on gear with the word the.
Well, now they're the only one who can sell t-shirts that just say the.
Nick and I are wondering who's the loser here. We gotta think it's the Miami Hurricanes, because now you can't say you went to the U. You just have to say you went to you.
Although the Ohio State trademark is only limited to specific Ohio State merch.
But we're not convinced because the word the is the most common word in the English language.
Jack, I just counted. You said the five times in that one sentence.
Now it's six.
But here's the third problem, besties. This pod, it's the best one yet.
Or is it?
Yeah.
Can we say the word the?
I don't know, Jack. I've been keeping track over here, and we've said the 36 times
37.
On this pod. Oh, my God.
Let's hit three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that.
that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For the first story. For a first story. Lazy Boy stock just jumped 11% last week. Lazy Boy has record sales right now.
Because Lazy Boy learned a lesson from Greek mythology.
All right, Jack. I've actually been very curious about this. You just got your new patio furniture, right? Didn't this just come? Yeah, this weekend, right? How'd it look?
Deck furniture. It looks wonderful.
Okay.
And we actually didn't order. We picked up something off the lot because the wait time was like 6 months.
We had the doorbell ring the other day. It was a CB2 side table delivery from 14 months ago.
I wanted the Monterey line of deck furniture. I got the Miami one because it's what was available.
I don't even remember ordering this, Jack. Yetis, the number one theme of your living room right now, it's waiting.
Waiting for the ottoman you ordered a year ago.
Yeah, because supply chain delays, they hurt the furniture industry like more than any other industry because that's some big stuff.
From West Elm to Wayfair, long delays.
So here was the shocker Jack and I noticed this weekend. Lazy Boy just had a sales record in 2021.
Lazy Boy's 2021 sales are up 30%. They just hit a record $2.4 billion annual revenue.
Honestly, in fact, don't even let the name fool you because Lazy Boy, it's not Lazy Boy anymore. It's Proactive Boy.
Lazy Boy got an alarm clock.
But here's what Jack and I found fascinating when we jumped in T-Boy style to the Lazy Boy earnings. It was the last thing the Lazy Boy CEO said on the earnings call.
Here's what she said. People don't always think of themselves as a Lazy Boy kind of guy.
Kind of a wild statement. Like, Lazy Boy is a great name. Like, I do love the name, Jack. It is a really good name.
There's a couple hyphens in the name. It's Lay hyphen Z hyphen Boy.
So that's one problem. The other problem is it kind of screams couch potato.
When I picture Lazy Boy, I picture a recliner with a bunch of disgusting Doritos stuffed into the cushions. You know what I mean?
But here's the problem. Lazy Boy, they've evolved.
Yeah, Lazy Boy's not just recliners. That like your uncle spends a third of his waking hours.
Right, what's your theory again about uncle time, Jack? I love this uncle time.
The average uncle spends about a third of their lives yelling at the Mets or the Jets on TV while reclined in a Lazy Boy.
And that is a problem for Lazy Boy because they're just not connecting with hustling millennials because that whole couch potato brand baggage.
Nike, they're just do it.
Exactly.
And then there's Lazy Boy.
Not exactly an aspirational brand. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies chilling over at Lazy Boy?
They're taking a lesson from the ancient Greeks. Know thyself.
All right, besties, ancient Greek mythology. Let's head back to Mount Olympus. Prometheus wasn't a god, but Prometheus did get into an argument with Zeus, like the king of the gods.
And Zeus told Prometheus, know thyself. You're not a god, so I wouldn't try picking a fight with me. I'm the king of gods.
Well, the way Jack and I see this Lazy Boy earnings, the CEO just said that the brand's not for all. The CEO of Lazy Boy is embracing the know thyself mantra.
Lazy Boy actually has a half dozen different brands, and they keep them totally separate.
Okay, Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style. Hammery, American Drew, England Furniture Company. They all look totally different. They're different brands, but they're all owned by Lazy Boy.
They also acquired a direct-to-consumer startup called Joybird, which sells furniture to millennials. It pairs nicely with a fig tree.
But Lazy Boy is keeping Joybird's brand totally separate. They're not mixing it with the Lazy Boy brand.
Because a fig tree is the polar opposite of a disgusting Dorito from 6 months ago.
Look, Jackson, my uncle, they shop at Lazy Boy's flagship brand. You shop at the other brands.
Lazy Boy recognizes how its different brands are interpreted.
Know thyself. For our second story, the Supreme Court has ended the constitutional right to abortion access.
And we're looking at the economics. It shows that this will increase crime, poverty, and income inequality.
All right, besties. On Friday, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
And the ruling says that women do not have the constitutional right to decide on abortion.
So going forward, now the states will decide if women have that right or not.
And about half of the states are expected to illegalize abortion.
Okay, so Jack and I have no idea how abortion bans are actually going to be enforced.
But for women who can afford to travel for their health care, this may not have a big impact on them.
And for the women who cannot afford to travel for their health care, this ruling could mean a huge economic consequence.
So this is a huge story with so many angles and so much impact. And Nick and I were thinking, how should we cover this?
So Jack and I both studied economics undergrad, and we both studied economics in business school.
So we decided we should stick to our wheelhouse and cover the economic consequences of this Roe v. Wade overturning.
Yeah, we focused on the economic angle. And a fascinating economic thing actually happened in 1973.
When access to abortion became legalized, that had huge economic impact.
And in the 5 decades since then, economists have studied the impact of that change to the entire country.
Economists compared American society prior to 1973 with American society after 1973.
And this is what's so interesting about this situation. The 49-year Roe v. Wade era has been like a real-life experiment, and it's pretty clear to compare the two different eras.
If you're a good economist, you control for the variables so that you can zoom in just on the impact that Roe v. Wade had on the economy.
And the findings show that legalization of abortion had a huge impact on the American economy. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies? Who are all of us in the American economy?
49 years of data show that this ruling from the Supreme Court will probably increase crime, poverty, and income inequality.
Yetis, we can't predict the future, but we can look at the past for direction.
And we can predict that the positive changes to our economy as a result of Roe v. Wade could be undone now that it's getting overturned.
Maybe the most major study on this, 2001, Stephen Levitt and John Donahue, they determined that legalized abortion reduces crime by 50% in the coming years.
You may know Stephen Levitt from Freakonomics, the famous behavioral economics book.
And that study showed that Roe v. Wade didn't reduce crime immediately, but it did reduce crime 20 years later.
The reason Roe v. Wade reduced crime in 20 years is poverty.
Which leads to a 2014 study by Bailey, Malkova, and Norling that showed that access to family planning, that reduces poverty.
If women can control pregnancy, they're less likely to enter poverty.
And then they're less likely to raise kids in poverty.
And growing up in poverty, that's what tends to lead to crime.
And the third reason this ruling will probably hurt the economy, it'll probably increase income inequality too.
Women simply bear the majority of the childcare burden in America.
Yeah, and more unwanted births will lead to more women having to take more breaks from the workforce.
Now, this is so much more than an economic issue. We know that.
There's way more here that could be unpacked.
But just looking at the economics, this ruling will probably increase crime, poverty, and income inequality.
And now a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
We see ads all the time.
All over the place. $10 off this $5 promo code for that. Jack, you can buy 3 suits, you can get 1 free.
But something we always thought was cool about Robinhood, the free stock promo.
Yeah, this was wild. The promo isn't like some X amount of dollars. It's 1 stock.
If you signed up for Robinhood, they'd thank you with a single share in a publicly traded company on the house.
And that free stock promo, it actually helped drive Robinhood's growth and got new users in the stock market right away.
One of the most creative moves in promotional history.
So when Robinhood became our sponsor, naturally, Jack and I said, we got to do the free stock giveaway.
If you're not on Robinhood yet and you want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and get cash to select your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast.
For our third and final story to kick off your week, Walmart is helping Roku create the new future of e-commerce. TV commerce.
Because TV ads are about to become shoppable with your remote.
All right, this story like totally flew under the radar, Jack. And it's honestly probably because Roku is the little tech company that could.
Roku is the Rudy of Rudy. Video streaming. It's 5'0", 100 and nothing.
What are you doing, Roku? Get in there. Go over the jack.
Roku is a relatively tiny tech company that makes cute little dongles, but mostly these days, the software for smart TVs.
Okay, but Roku is now in the starting lineup for Notre Dame because they're in 61 million homes watching streaming TV apps through Roku.
Not too shabby, Nick. That's a lot of homes.
It is a lot of homes. Well, $13 billion Roku just announced a brand new partnership with $300 billion Walmart.
Roku is punching above its weight because of a new thing we call TV commerce.
Here's the deal. Commercials are never going to be the same. And there is too much for me to say about this. Jack, can you finish the thought?
Yeah. You're going to now be tempted to buy the thing you're watching because with Roku, you can click and Walmart will deliver that thing that's being commercialized.
All right, Yetis, we'll sprinkle on a little context here. The goal of every new advancement in ad technology is to do one thing, eliminate the barrier to buying.
So here's how the Roku Walmart TV commerce will go down.
Jack, let's say you're watching Yellowstone. It's a nice evening night. And there's that cliffhanger scene where, you know, John Dutton is on a horse, like, acting very ranchy.
Right. Then, since it's a cliffhanger, you know an ad's coming.
Boom.
Boom. You're watching 30 seconds of a leather boot commercial. And those leather boots kind of look like John Dutton's leather boots.
And you're like, all right, hey, Kevin Costner is probably the only guy who could pull off those chaps, but I want those boots. You can now buy them.
And you can click with your Roku remote and Walmart will deliver them.
But it's not just stuff that may remind you of like the TV show. Like this could be any ad.
Right. Like Clorox ad could pop up and you realize you just spilled like a Hazelnut Lodge regular on your shirt, your white shirt. So you one click, the Clorox bleach shows up at your door in a couple days.
All right, you save the turtleneck. Now, Roku stock, when this news came out, it jumped because there is nothing better than a partnership with a way bigger company.
Roku's just happy to be here.
Thank you, Walmart. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Roku?
The next era for TV is microtransactions.
All right, Yetis, this one-click Roku option to buy the product in the ad, that is classic microtransaction.
And microtransactions have become the financial foundation of video games today.
Yeah, like Fortnite makes all their money from microtransactions. Like you want to buy that new outfit for your avatar, you're going to do it mid-game with a micro.
Microtransactions have changed video games. And next, we think they're coming to TVs.
Like Jack, you were just watching Stranger Things Season 4, Episode 1. Let's say you like Eleven's outfit in that episode.
Right. A microtransaction would let you, with one click on your remote, buy the entire outfit she's wearing from some retailer.
Or for like 99 cents with one click, you could avoid all the ads for the rest of that schmovie.
The next era for TV is microtransactions.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Lazy Boy has record sales despite the couch potato brand baggage.
Yeah, just like Zeus, it knows thyself.
For our second story, we looked at the economics of the Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade decision.
Yeah, and it's likely to lead to increased crime, poverty, and income inequality.
Our third and final story is Walmart and Roku. They partnered for TV commerce.
Yeah, microtransactions. That's what's next for TV. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in from downtown by Ryan Van Vute from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Legendary basketball player Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, Los Angeles Lakers. He is literally the leading NBA point scorer of all time, forever.
He also won championships for the Milwaukee Bucks and three for the UCLA Bruins.
But despite all that scoring just regalness, there's one little surprise about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's power.
He only made 1 3.
In his entire career, 1 3-pointer.
Now, for half his career, the 3-point line didn't exist. We should clarify.
That's a good clarification. But still, he had a few years to take a few shots from downtown.
And he only made one.
Oh yeah, but how about Shaq, Jack? What's Shaq doing?
This is a crazy coincidence. He also only made 1 3-pointer his entire career.
In the same game.
That's not true.
Actually, not in the same game. Not in the same game. But that'd be pretty cool. Yetis, you look fantastic today. And remember, whatever you do, don't put the word the on a t-shirt and try to sell it tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow for best one yet. And before we go, happy birthday to Nick Marino from the Upper West Side. If you need a restaurant recommendation or directions to said restaurant, Nick's got your back.
And happy birthday to Daniel Olshansky from Russia and Toronto.
And a happy 15th birthday to Google Street View. There you go. We've been watching you grow up for 15 years.
And happy golden birthday to Ryan in Marina Del Rey.
And Jake Bass celebrating his 29th on the lake.
And happy birthday to Ernie Paleo in Oakland, California.
And Arnold Chu in Birmingham, Alabama.
And Matthias Hamm in Stewartstown, PA.
And Michael Prestoy turning 32 in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Happy 10th birthday to David Tripp in Scottsdale, Arizona.
And Zaib Momin, happy birthday down in Austin.
Congrats to JJ for getting a new job at Chick-fil-A over in San Diego.
And Wells Johnstone just graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy.
Congrats to Colin Sorensen, who just got his CPA license.
And Alex Kunachinski, who just got an internship over at Apple.
Congrats to Everett Toon, who just got a new job as an accountant.
And Kate and Austin Lasso, they got their 2-year wedding anniversary down in Louisville.
Congrats and mazel tov to Cecile and Danny Buckley, who just got married in Boston Harbor.
And Jennifer and Preston just got married on the ski slopes of Shelton, Connecticut.
To anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, Roku, and Netflix. And Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood, and we both own some Bitcoin.
And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
The first time we swiped up to buy a stock on Robinhood, whoa.
Yeah, Jack, you get like that, like little vibration, boom, you've done a trade.
It wasn't just an incredible app. Robinhood added incredible resources too.
It started with the help center. Everyone has that.
Then came Robinhood Snacks, digestible financial news.
Then came the news feed, providing free third-party news from trusted sources.
And then came Robinhood Learn, a huge trove of articles explaining what the heck an ETF is.
Yeah, spoiler, it's like a stock smoothie. Jack and I actually wrote the article on that one.
If you're not on Robinhood yet, want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBoy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. And by the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast.
Let's bleep that final the in the best one yet.
That's a great idea. Dude, the bleeping is so much fun.
We've used it just sparingly enough.
We've used it.
Oh, did you hear your baseball sounds?
Oh, shoot. Dude, no, I haven't.
It's really funny. I don't like literally like.
Is it funny?
And there's like a crowd going. Yeah.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.